Yo, and now
you are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
It did it again, right? Check, check, 1, 2.
Yep.
Nigga, I'm bugging. I don't know what's wrong with it.
Oh, just he's not an asshole. I actually wanted to stand. He said that everybody offered me a seat. This is my outfit's cold. I'm hot.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Sounds an asshole. Damn it, man.
Check, check, 1, 2.
Somebody with the call in number on. Hey, Takara.
Oh, no, it is playing through our headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, yo, what in the fuck is wrong? All right.
Hey, Carl.
All right, here we go, here we go, here we go.
You are now listening to the Nate Jackson Show.
What up, beautiful people? This is your host, at Mr. Nate Jackson. We are back at it again. This is episode number 38 on some damn Daniel shit. I'm sitting here with my special guest, Will Medley.
What's up, what's up?
You're going to have to pick that mic up and talking to that puppy.
What's up, what's up?
There it is. Yeah. We got Danny Rag.
What's happening?
And Kenesha Buzz.
Hey, booze.
We in this bitch. Listen, we're going to jump into some topics, and we're going to jump into them hardcore. The first topic, I don't know if you guys saw this, but we're going right into it. Steph Curry was doing an interview. Right, Steph Curry was on an interview with this young lady. She's a reporter, and I think she's gorgeous, in my opinion. Pretty light-skinned lady. In the middle of the interview, his wife, Ayesha Curry, comes up and is kissing him on the shoulder. She's in between the interview. She's got her arm on both. She got her arm over the girl reporter's arm. She's like, yeah, girl. Steph finishes the interview. She's like, that's how the interview's supposed to sound. That's what I'm talking about, baby. And that was it.
Oh, don't forget the mom in the background hyping her up.
Oh, but the shit broke the internet. The internet straight snapped in half and started seawalking because all like half the people were like, yo, why did she just hate like that on the girl?
That's her husband. You don't hate on nobody.
Y'all got to pick that mic up. I'm trying
to
be all nice.
You don't hate on nobody when it comes to your husband, okay? You act fuck. I don't hate nobody. I've been fucking with 20 minutes. I'm showing up. Like, excuse me. We just met at the bar. Hello. What y'all doing?
So you don't care.
I don't care.
How about this? Her name is who? What's her first name?
Whose first name?
What's Steph Curry's wife?
Ayesha.
That explains everything.
Hilarious. She got a hood ass name, so she hood.
A hood name.
So look, if this is gonna work, y'all really gotta hold the mic. Just pass it back and forth like a gentleman and a scholar. All right, so we got people just watching live on the Facebook Live. I'll read where we're at on that already. We got Takara Williams saying, hey guys, what's the topic? Somebody's already asking for the call-in number. The call-in number is 818-575-6993. 818-575-6993. What do you guys think? Do you feel like Ayesha was hating? Or do you feel like she was just being a good wife?
You cannot say hating. You can anything that comes to your husband, you are no longer a hater. You know what I'm saying?
You can be a hater. You can be a hater just because you married somebody.
As a wife. That's his job.
On my wife. You know what I'm saying?
But don't you feel like this is the thing, like she was being professional, the reporter. It's not like she was trying him.
Right.
She was just doing her job.
Well, okay, do you know what era we're living in right now? Hoes is winning. Can we cuss? Because bitches want to be side pieces. It's a whole line called I Love Her Husband, okay?
There's a clothing line?
There's a clothing line that says I love her husband. You're a miserable main bitch. I'm a proud side bitch. We're living in the era where hoes don't have no shame. So, I mean, people at church are sleeping with your husband. So the bitch at the basketball court.
So you never know
what their intentions are. And even though he's a good man, women are tempting. You know what I'm saying? So she just showed up. And we don't know what she could have whispered her to. Like, bitch, I'll kill everybody in here. Over your husband?
Because he's doing good this year. Like, he's shooting so many three-pointers. He deserves some pussy from more than just his wife.
Yeah.
Is that too much?
No.
When you MVP, you should be able to do that.
You're right.
So y'all think it's okay?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. I seen a post on Facebook. This chick was like, listen, Ayesha basically just showed us a kink in her armor because she showed us that she's not above being petty about her man. Whereas they thought this was like Obama and Michelle and they're unfuckwittable. They are the perfect example of light skin love.
Wait, don't say Obama and Michelle because Michelle has pulled some petty ass shit.
Michelle don't play that shit.
No, they had the pictures going up where it was, I forgot who was sitting next to Obama. It was a white girl next to Obama. Her and Obama were in his phone. Uh-huh. And then the next picture is she made them guys switch seats and Michelle sat in between them. So when it comes to your husband, a real wife, you gotta play defense on him because sometimes men fall weak. So we gotta step up and had a back. Fuck that.
Wait a minute. What, you just hit like a 2-3 step when you saying play defense and shit? You gotta do it one more time.
Yeah,
you gotta play defense when he bitches.
You gotta box these bitches out.
You gotta watch these bitches.
All right, you can't so we play got, man to man. You got to play zone when it comes to a nigga like that. Right, I got so, all these bitches.
So, but then there's a lot of people that are like, she didn't have to do that. Like, she's on national television. That's your husband. We know.
Don't play, though. East don't play.
Hey, she didn't have to do that. She should have been secure with her relationship. You when she doesn't have to be on national television.
Can you talk into the point. Motherfucking microphone? Oh, look at
this.
Listen.
Look at this. Look where it's at. Is
Does it
right?
sound good to you?
Can you hear
sound
me?
Like shit to me. Can you guys hear Will? Can y'all hear Will right now? Since we live, I can stop, pull up, and do that. I'm going to read some comments. We got some comments going on in here. It says, you're only a hater if it's not genuine. Another one says, the hoes are indeed winning. We have another one says, shaking my head. This is the new era we live in. Shanta Renee Gibson says, ratchet society for show. She says, that ain't right. Shauna McKenzie Tofono, your name is fucked up. It says, it says you got to play defense. Leroy Stansfield dropped in and put his production company name. This nigga is stupid. Go Baby Production. Shout out to Leroy Stansfield out of the Bay. The call-in number, because I really do want to take a caller. It would help if I turned it on. But the call-in number, you guys can start calling in like 30 seconds. I want somebody to weigh in on this. Is Aisha wrong? Did she do too much? Or was she doing what a good wife should do? The number is 818-575-6993. 818-575-6993. Call in.
And I don't think Steph was worried about it. He loved her so he don't care about shit like that.
Oh, because he was scared.
I don't think
I've been
he was
him
scared.
Before. I saw that face. He's like, yo, she going wild out. I'm just going to do what she say.
He's a North Carolina nigga. You know what I'm saying? We don't play that shit. We know we lay low on the female. We got ass on. We talk to her. Look, Ish, don't you do this shit no more.
All right, so we look got, at it. Okay, so Kenyatta Banks is throwing us. Kenyatta Banks is throwing us a curveball. Real quick, I got to give a shout out to Shanta Renee Gibson. She says, Tyrese's sister in the building listening. Hello. Hey, Tyrese's sister. Hit your brother up. Tell that nigga come do the show. I'll get special microphones to handle the raspiness of this nigga. Kenyatta says, how do you gauge the levels of petty?
Huh.
That was pretty high on the petty.
Well,
that was
Black China's the highest in pettiness right now.
No, I think how?
What? Black China is the ultimate petty right now. What are you guys talking
about? I'm
going
to have to agree with you.
She 100%. Is the ultimate petty.
I mean, the whole family jacked up right now. You know, she an aunt and she a first lady.
Yeah, Tiger's an uncle, daddy, cousin, some daddy. Shit.
Yes, but that wasn't by his doing. For her to stop being friends with them, they stole her man and she stole their brother. She is going to be the only one with the Kardashian name. Everybody else is married. This
She's
going to
go by
the final Kardashian.
Black Kardashian.
Yes, something they can never be, that they want to be. Right. No, I love it.
Well, that's Bruce Jenner's changing a lot. Caitlyn Jenner. Next, he's going to be Kaisha Jenner. He's going to get his skin bronzed and come through black as shit with booty injections.
But anyway, back to the topic. A lot of us haven't been married, so it's hard to say what you will and won't do when it comes to your wife or your husband. Like, we've been dating people, we've been in love a couple times, but marriage, when you decide to do that and then spend all that money on a wedding, you're not gonna let nobody fuck that up. You ain't gonna let nobody do that.
He didn't even have an edge up in his wedding. He ain't taking it serious. Think he care?
Do you? Okay, fellas, was the reporter fuckable?
Yes.
So had his wife not rolled up on him, do you think there was some room for her to wiggle in there and get some dick?
Nah, man, I mean, you know, well, not with him.
Well, his wife wouldn't have rolled up if she looked like Michael Strahan.
Do you think at all? She'd have just she if, been if, like, oh, that's what I'm saying. Interview. Like, if the reporter was ugly, she'd have just been like, nice
oh,
interview.
She wouldn't have said nothing.
You did a good job
okay,
with that
so
Gorgonite.
And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
What's wrong with this is that you're okay with being petty.
I'm not okay with being I'm the pettiest nigga in the universe. That's true. But I don't feel like she was in the wrong. You make your presence known. I like how she touched both of them. Like, yeah, we all here. You his friend, bitch. You my friend too.
I feel like she caught her bitch too, like with her eyes.
She did. That's Ish. That's what Ish do.
I feel like we getting past the point that his mom was hyping her up the whole time. She was behind like, yeah.
Get her, Ish. Yeah. Ish. Yeah. Better get her ass, Ish.
Because do you know what this industry is? Like, they know what they're up against. They know the flesh is weak. Like, they know what he's up against. So what you have to do with her being cute like that, you got to step in and just give a reminder.
We got a caller. Somebody's calling in from a 310 number. Let's take this call.
Let's do it.
Listen. Thank you very much for calling in to the Nate Jackson Radio Show. You are live on the air. Real quick, before we get to talking to you, let me explain to the people watching on Facebook Live that they cannot hear the caller. So sometimes I'm going to repeat you so they get the experience of what you're saying. Is that cool?
Yes, sir.
Nigga, is that cool? They are there for sure.
They probably got Boost Mobile.
Can Boost? You guys hear me okay?
That budget.
Metro PCS, that's what they ain't getting.
Oh, they hung up.
Now they had Boost Mobile then.
Let's see. I'm still yeah, because everything is set up perfect for that. That ain't something that's fucked up.
Can you guys hear me okay?
If East don't trust you.
They'll have to call back. If you guys want to call in, the number is 818-575-6993. 818-575-69, like the position, 93. It says that the caller's still there. Mic check, 1, 2. Say something.
I'm here, you guys.
I'm about to hang up on your ass so somebody else can call in. You tripping. Can you hear me? They're gone. So what did the mama do, Will?
Yo, so the mom, she walks up behind. She's behind the little reporter, and she's pointing at Aisha like, yeah, yeah. And no.
Mom Dukes was rooting like,
yo, she was gassing Aisha up.
But for all you guys know, see, all we see.
Hold on, I think the caller's back. Hello?
Okay, yeah, this Queen Z. Can y'all hear me okay?
Something's not right.
Okay, well, why you figure that out? This is, we don't know. That's all we seen. For all we know, that reporter been flirting with him the last 37 and a half games. The really? Word just got back.
You know
somebody
what?
Whispered okay. something you know to mom, what? And the mom was like, yep, that's yo, her right there.
You know what?
That's her, and that's what you don't know.
What? You think that the mama sent sense. Aisha up there? Like, girl, you yeah. been listening. That's yeah. enough
yo,
of this shit.
That makes sense. That breakdown you just said, that would make sense.
Hell
like
yeah.
she's been a little
Hello?
Bit too friendly in these interviews.
Hello?
Let me tell you, go over there and let, like, bitch, let your presence be known.
Like, bitch, touch your shoulder blade one more time,
and then look you her got, dead in her eyes.
You got one more time to touch a blade in here
because
you
she looked
me?
Her dead in her eyes.
Yeah.
She did. Each one playing.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's some prior. This she been like flirting with him. She's been doing all that, and then finally they was like, "We about to."
So now the question: what, was she really petty then? What's so? Was she petty?
She's petty as fuck.
No, she's.
She is, and you're and okay with it. You're like, be petty. This is the time that
it's,
we're in.
No,
these bitches are petty. These
they
hoes
are
petty.
You got to fight petty with petty sometimes, and you definitely do.
Petty?
But you...
Petty!
But that's what I'm saying. If she's been flirting with him the last 76 games, she's not going to see her on the street. That was the only time she was going to be able to get close to her. And for you to be crazy enough to do it in front of everybody, that'll let her know, you know what, I need to back off.
Yeah, but the girl wasn't doing shit.
But you don't know
like,
what she was doing. Women got women's intuition, okay? We know when shit
I feel the
right.
heat coming off her body right now. The Bro. Pure anger.
So you feel like you can't take some personal experience you had and just be mad.
First
okay, listen.
All, I don't have a
so question. So real quick, let me address this, because Steve O. Brown has dropped into the live chat. He says you need an extra chair for her. She has decided she wants to stand, guys.
Yes.
Tell them, Kenesha. They
yes, it's not them. Everybody offered me a chair. I gave my chair, but I need to stand. I got to move. Okay.
It's called her defensive move.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? For all the petty shit.
Yeah.
Shawana says she was not being petty. She was letting her know to stay in her lane.
Her name is Shawana. What you expect?
You feel me? Shit. She
I feel like this is how I feel. I feel
she
like I feel like an interviewer, a reporter interviewer
two,
for the NBA
step-daddy.
Is there to interview NBA basketball players, not their wives. Like, she's out of her place to even have her feet on the hardwood floor.
No, she's not. She got the same. Once you got the same last name, I could be everywhere. Now, look at Jackie Christie. Came to every game. Slapped people up
she
and down.
She went on the court.
Yes,
Gabrielle Union got kicked out the Heat game.
No,
for doing too goddamn much.
Back in, like, I think we were like, I don't know. We might have been 17 at the time when Doug got into the fight. And Christie ran and started fighting players. Like, what are you talking about?
See, but there was a fight going on.
Yeah, but
not
she
just a regular interview.
The only other curve you want to see on the court is Riley.
The baby.
That is it.
And she can't be standing. He got to be holding her.
No.
Yeah, if you ain't she on the team, keep your punk ass off the floor.
That's not true. Kobe was just complaining you wasn't shooting in the gym with me. Well, now the bitch is here. She's everywhere. So can't nobody say that. If she leave, she getting half with no question.
I just feel like she did too much.
No, she didn't.
And there was a way. Maybe like she comes up and she just kind of taps him and then walks the hell off. But she don't got to be a part of the interview and be kissing. She literally licked his shoulder.
Good. You gotta let people know these days. Like, I don't give a fuck. I'll do this in front of everybody. And when people are crazy, they back down. That's the problem now. Why they
killing
bitches
call her
no more.
And I'm under the impression that it's fucked up on they end. Caller, can you just say a couple things? You can't say nothing, huh? So your shit's fucked up. I'm hanging up again. Try back. I think that's actually a different caller. Ain't that a bitch? Everybody trying to get through. Shit's fucked up.
Damn.
So, I'm sticking to it, man. I think she was being too petty. We got some comments in here. 818-575-6993. 818-575-6993. Alvina Willis says, say it slow, I'm smoking. Dante Barrett says, that was her job. If she, Curry's wife, thinks Steph would cheat on Steph, not the interviewer.
Okay, basically he's saying that if he was going to cheat, that's Steph's fault and it's not the interviewer's fault.
If Aisha thinks Steph would cheat, that's on Steph, not
yeah.
the interviewer.
Yeah. Nah, fuck that. Sometimes you got to tell these hoes, I'll kill you. You got to discourage hoes. I'm telling you, this shit is ruthless. You got to discourage him. Men fall weak. You know how many women come knocking at his door that he probably turned away? So sometimes you got to get in there and help your nigga turn these hoes away. He
how
can't
many
do, about
do you
it.
Think are
Wait
calling?
A minute. Wait a minute. It's side beats. It's side bit season anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's sundress season. See the sundresses motherfucker be having on shit. Shawana, where you from? I saw a hood name down there. Shawana, Makisha, Nalaquise.
Yeah, talk to the people.
Wana, where you from, Wana?
I sort
call us in, Wana. Call the number, Wana. We want to hear from you.
Also, what I think, too, is you guys are just looking at it at this one particular situation. I think she kind of did that just to let everybody know. Whoever's watching, whoever got my husband on their mind, just let you know I'm not playing that shit. So that's a universal message to everybody, not just that one reporter.
Shit, his teammates didn't want to talk to him after the game.
All the tattletelling they be doing.
She said she can hear us pick up, but it ain't working.
She says what now?
Says she can hear us.
We having some complicated. Check, check.
Damn.
Still KD.
Okay, so KD.
They said thigh season every.
KD said, "I've noticed the same girl always interviewing Steph. It's not a coincidence. I'm telling you, something else is going on. We just got the last tail end up, but I bet you it's over now.
It's the same person interviewing when it's the home team.
Hey, Alvina. She said, I protect my injuries and I grab his dick. Damn it, you. Whoa.
Grabbing
dick. On live.
Check that.
Why be with someone you got to babysit? I don't think she's necessarily babysitting him. I don't think she's babysitting him because this is not something that we see over and over again. You know what I'm saying? This was just a universal message I'm not here for. You know what I'm saying? This isn't a reoccurring thing with her. She be wholesome. They're always together. I don't think she's worried about him, but you always got to make shit known.
And plus, he's so chill. He like that, though. He like that his girl crazy. Because
Steph started giggling and shit.
Shit, I like Alvina. Shit, she talking about grabbing dick on the court. Shit.
Well, look at the camera if you want to see. I try to set
Alvina
some shit up.
Set some shit up. She grabbed dick on the court. You hear me? Dick grabbing on the court.
Grabbing balls. Listen,
grabbing
I am
balls
tempted
on
to
the
just
court. I'ma hold my man.
Turn
dick.
Everything off.
Damn it, Alvina.
Start it over. On my mama, I will. I really will. Listen,
Alvina is so.
This is what we gonna do.
Calling. Alvina, real.
Tell
you hear me?
Call your regular phone number. If they already can't hear anyway, just have them call the regular phone number.
All right, fine. That's what we're going to do.
Like Joe said.
And I'll play it into the mic. If you guys want to call in right now, call. What's your phone number, nigga? Don't call it after the show is over.
Oh, shit.
310-928-528-5222. Your shit sound like a radio phone number for real.
Yeah.
310-928-5222. There we go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. All right. So that's what we're going to do. You guys call in that way. We'll put you on speakerphone. I'll play into the mic. That way everybody on the Facebook Live can hear it. We can do the whole phone call. We're going to do this shit old school style. There you go. Somebody typed it in. Thank you, Alvina. I appreciate it.
Appreciate you, Alvina. That's one who like to grab dicks. Somebody on the court.
Somebody said, don't start over, nigga. Don't start over. Y'all don't know me. I'm a perfectionist. I will kill the goddamn show to come back and do this shit right. It took me a second to get it going in the first place. I don't know what in the hell going on. So I'm going to give you guys a chance to call in because I really do want you guys to try. Somebody tried several times.
That's true.
And it didn't work. So the number again is 310-928-5222. 310-928-5222. Call in. Is Aisha Curry petty? Well, we know that.
And Alvina
saying, is Aisha Curry unbearable amount of petty? Ladies, do you think it's acceptable? Kanisha feels like. You, as a wife, it's your job to defend your husband.
Not necessarily your job, but you can. You know what? You have the freedom to do what you want when you marry a motherfucker. If I feel like coming up and touching everybody around you, that's my husband, and I can do that. So I guess that's more what I'm saying is that's me. That's all me. So whatever I feel like doing, I can do.
Here's the thing.
So you can see a nigga.
This is how I feel. I feel like if I'm not married, but let's talk hypothetically. I would like to have enough trust between my wife. That she don't got to worry about no stupid shit like that. Just, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? You can have enough trust, but if there was a broad.
Thank you for calling into the show. This is the Nate Jackson Show. We're doing this shit straight, hood in a bitch. We just got the speakerphone.
This Queen G, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can y'all hear her?
Yeah.
Can y'all hear her on Facebook Live?
Hey, y'all. I'm so enjoying this show. Y'all crazy as hell. And I love it.
That's what's up. I'm glad you called in. So what do you think? Is Aisha doing too damn much, or is it just the right amount of doing something?
Nah, the wifey is in her rightful position for sure. It's a lot of ratchet, thought-ass females out here nowadays. Even though she's an interviewer and supposedly in a professional position or whatever, I still feel like you gotta watch her. You know what I'm saying? That's just being real.
Have you ever lost a nigga to some? Have you ever lost a nigga to some dirty broad?
Hell yeah!
That's why you feel like that. You see the reporter. Yes, you're like, bitch, you trying to do me like James did me, bitch. You got mad watching your TV.
These spots out here have reinvented the game. I'm so sorry. Yeah, like they are more.
The back of their ankles be dirty and shit. Sad bitches.
They crazy. Rough. You know what I'm saying?
So basically, they suffering for thought paranoia now.
So what do you say to where Steph actually looked uncomfortable for like a split second? He looked a little uncomfortable with it. Like it was out of his hands and he ain't trying to fuck up home. Let her just do whatever the hell she want on live TV. What do you feel? What is
that
about?
Well, because he looked uncomfortable because he was. You know what I'm saying?
But he know he got a crazy bitch at home. That's why he was uncomfortable. He know he got a crazy bitch at the house. Like, look, Isha don't play that shit.
She went too far.
He wakes up.
So you think she was right to defend her husband, but she went too far?
The wifey was in the right. That's all I'm saying.
The wifey was right. The interview was just talking to him. Like, it could have been Marv Albert. She was just standing there with the mic in his face. Aisha Curry comes up and licks Steph Curry's shoulder, or like kisses
it. Hey, you guys, listen to this. I'm gonna put this out here. I never say this on air live to anybody because it's
about
not
to do it now.
It's not serious, but I'm Tyrese's sister, his real raw sister.
Okay.
And that nigga got fans. You know what I mean? And females will do anything. So you never know what they're going through, like, as an entertainer behind the scenes. She probably has to do that all the time because her dude is hot right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right.
So that's my opinion. That's because fans can come at my brother all the time. Like, they try to leave their shoes at his, you know what I mean? At his concert, doorstep, whatever. It's serious. It's serious out here with the fans. They even have tried to connect with me to get to him. So,
really?
You never know what the Curry household is going through with him being an entertainer and really being out there. You know what I mean? And being popular because he's hitting these three-pointers, whatever now. So, you never know. Got the cute little kids. You know what I mean? He's doing the whole...
Okay, so here's another point, Miss Gibson.
Yes, sir.
My boy Rob Sproul, he's in the Facebook chat, and he says Aisha Curry knew what she was signing up for.
Actually, this fool blew up overnight.
No. If anybody was destined to go to the league, it was him. He's a legacy. His dad was already in the league. He was training his whole life.
The league is
the nigga
thing,
was a blue chip.
And then being the key number one player right now.
Let me break it down for him. He wasn't a for sure thing. He wasn't even heavily recruited. So that's why he went to that small Davidson.
Yeah.
But they was together since.
Yeah, but Davidson had a Final Four run.
Because of him. Guys, because behind every black strong man, there's an even stronger woman. So if you think about that concept, like.
Yeah, there's some strong ass white women out here holding these niggas down.
That's true. You ain't never lied, but.
But she sacrificed so much for him, too. Like, she, you know, the wives sacrifice a lot to accommodate these lifestyles.
I'm just saying, when your husband is in the league, whether he's a star, a standout, or at all, he's just in the league, he's on the road. Will Chamberlain fucked 200,000 bitches just from that vantage point of being able to travel to different cities and you know, use them two comp seats very wisely. She knew
all
she,
I'm saying, y'all, is that I'm just talking about from a celebrity angle.
Right.
You understand? When you become more famous in people's eyes, I'm telling you from knowing it personally. My brother is out there. He got the movies, he got the song, music, everything. You know what I mean? And fans adore him, and they try to get at me to get to him. They try to get at our mama to get to him. Like, they do whatever they can, you know what I'm saying, because he's the hottest thing or the popular thing.
Right.
And all I'm saying is, she probably was defensive a little extra because they go through that shit all the time.
Word.
And it's like, you know, from a celebrity standpoint, they go through a lot of stuff. Like,
yes, we
even
do.
Even if he married, women don't respect that. Like, they don't respect the fact that he got a woman at home or whatever. They don't care. All they want to do is be a part of the famous side of him. They want to grab a piece of his cloth, his sweat, his whatever, take a piece of his rubber off his shoe. You know what I mean? They don't give a damn. That's all I'm saying, y'all. Like, it's a celebrity thing. And these women are crazy, and they will go to whatever extent to get a part of, to become a part of him just because he's Curry and he's busting in threes. Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm gonna leave it alone.
before we make sure you tell your brother to come watch me live. I got a Tyrese joke that is killing right now all over the country.
Okay, let me hear it.
I ain't doing that shit now. Just know your brother sings too goddamn long. He's disrespectful to sporting events. You remember when he sang on the Floyd Mayweather fight?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I was like, nigga, does he know there's a fight after him? God damn, nigga, he's trying to sell tickets, nigga. They gonna have to call the G and the other T and get this, nigga.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to give y'all love tonight. I'm on the air too on the radio. My name is Queen G. That's my radio name.
That's dope.
And I just wanted to give a shout out. I love y'all show, how raw it is, the topic, everything is going down. So I just wanted to call tonight and give y'all a little love on the air.
Man, I appreciate that, Queen G. Thank you very much.
Hey, say my number, Queen G.
Talk to you soon.
Already. Bye. That's the hoodest way I've ever taken a caller, considering I'm paying a damn membership to take real calls. Anyway, so we got some new comments. Nick Hughes says, Curry isn't cheating. Everything I've seen from him and his lady, they're legit best friends. Plus, with as close as him and his daughter are, I don't think he'd want her to find out for the media years down the road. And yes, Curry is low-key corny.
Yes, he is. That's what I love about him. But you know what? Women see that too, and they
I feel like
be
she showed so much insecurity. Here's the thing: if he was an overnight success, then it's like, bow. Well, she better get comfortable overnight. If it was a slow success, like everybody's saying, he was undersized, he was underrated, then she was his biggest. She was pushing him behind every strong man is a strong woman. She had his back. Like, baby, you small, but you just keep on shooting. Goddamn it, they can't tell us shit. We Curry's, we gonna make it.
Right.
And once you do, I trust you not to fuck everything up.
You do hubby like that?
Nah, she's good. A Mexican nigga. Both of them is crazy. They're allowed to be.
Oh yeah, I fuck you. I have zero sense.
She doesn't give a fuck.
I have fucked up so much shit in my day.
I seen Kenesha go into a church with a burning torch. Hey, they tried to baptize that nigga. Don't touch his head. Kenesha don't give a half of a fuck. Listen, if you guys want to call in, we kinda figured it out. We haven't, but we kinda did. But the number is 310. Again, let me start over. 310-928-5222, okay? That's the number we're using right now. It's hood as shit. You're going to be on speakerphone. Hopefully, the people on Facebook Live can see what the hell going on. But we're going to keep it popping. Somebody said he didn't want to give his number. He didn't, but he did. We're going to play a song. I'm going to try to fix some shit while it's playing. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about this phenomenon that has swept through music, the internet, and has a lot of people confused right now about whose song is who's singing, what the hell is going on, and somebody needs to give somebody their voice back. All right?
My voice.
Right after this. Thank you for rocking with me. Again, I'm Nate Jackson. Let's go.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
Trying to fuck with OHB. Said she fell in loving me. She loving, she loving. You know I got the homies walk right outside. I'm in a blurry limo, what a vibe. The killers and the bitches, they be ready to ride. They love it, they love it.
Call me the beggar, man, I'm making all the cake. I got a bitch with an attitude problem. I know she crazy, but I know that pussy awesome. Top down, riding round, nigga, who are you? I got ups, bitch, what can Brown do for you?
Bitch, hey. Rolling, oh yeah.
You are now listening to The Nate Jackson Show.
That's right, y'all. We're back. And we're going to transition into this next topic. This next topic is, what in the fuck is going on with this goddamn designer song with Panda? Y'all brought this topic up so y'all can talk about the shit. What are you talking about, Will? Why is this relevant?
Because we all thought it was Future. We was listening to Kanye's CD. Everybody thought it was Future. If you go on to YouTube right now, what happens?
You could type in Future Panda and something comes up.
Future Panda. It's going to come up.
You bullshit.
No, I ain't bullshit. Everybody thought it was Future. Everybody. I thought it was Future.
Panda.
If I'm Future.
Panda.
Yo,
Panda,
so you thought Future had a new alias.
I did. I was like, Future and this nigga Designer got a nice song. Like,
pretty much, I thought Designer was the producer of the song for Future.
So here's what
I was all on Google trying to get my life together.
Here's what's really real, right? So Designer is an 18-year-old kid.
That's a grown-ass man.
That nigga sound 36.
He really does.
And look, 43.
He's been smoking Newport since he was like four. Like,
yeah. And he tapped the top, bottom of the pack, too.
Hey, did you defend your flip flops because somebody asked, what are those? And somebody said, hey, what are those? In the Facebook thing. What are you wearing?
I didn't know my feet was going to be showing it.
This nigga got on flip flops with church socks.
Yo, I do. I really do. And these aren't my flip flops.
Looking like you finna hoop in a baptismal pool.
Yo.
Like you can get saved and retire.
I'll never forgive you for this shit.
I don't know why you didn't. Nigga, you saw me set up the tripod. How you get blindsided?
I didn't know what feet was going to be showing.
No, we thought you.
Here's the thing. We at our house. If he want to put some other shit on, he could go around the corner and put some
That's
other shit on.
At my house. I don't feel like having to.
But you ain't got a hat.
Yo, cause my hair. I ain't got no.
There's no excuse. See, we ain't got
First
a hat.
Time I seen a ducktail in the front.
Yo. Yo. This hat.
Oh, we's roasting. I'm putting down everything. We roasting.
Jump in now. Y'all want me to do this?
As long as nobody call me fat, I don't care.
Shut your medium ass up.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
No, it's three E's in medium, but it's still medium.
Still a medium.
Yeah.
Stretchy medium at that.
She's me. Yeah. And then Dog is dressed for the club right now. He's ready to go. Getting his Stevie Wonder on.
Oh, man.
So this look, people are laughing. Like, y'all niggas, it's crazy. But what's dumb is that when Will says a good point, like, you can actually see his toes wiggling on the Facebook Live. I know y'all can't see his toes moving through listening. If you're listening on the widget, I'm sorry. But
yo, this is going to have a lot more people checking in now. They're jumping on Facebook. What the fuck are you
saying? Yeah, man, we're up to like 43 viewers. And that's the thing. Like, it'll be like a steady amount of viewers on the show, and then after there's a lot of people that popped in and popped out. So after there was one where it said like 30 the whole time, and then after it said that overall there was like 2,000 people watched. I'm with that. So yeah. we touching the people right now. But y'all brought up this topic. It can't be this week. So Do you like Panda? Do you think he's a hack? Yo, do you think that the rap game is going in a direction where a nigga can drop a song and we don't even know who fuck he is?
No, it's all about Future right now.
It is.
Why has he whooped Future. This boy ass yet? No,
it's
yet?
About Russell Wilson. Future got too many people to fight. His son getting raised by another nigga. Another nigga done stole his
and
style.
He, and he won damn on that one.
You wearing his hats. This nigga got a lot of people ass to whoop. You got a lot of asses to line up and whoop. Here's the thing. Here's what I thought was really interesting, though, is that Designer is a New York cat.
Yeah.
So for him to have a flow that sounds just like it was born, bred, and raised in that ATL,
right?
Kind of, it fucked me up, really.
Well, I mean, listen. But here's the thing: what music was popular at the time when he was growing up? Atlanta was on fire, so he grew up to that.
Yeah, but do you think that the general public's ears give a shit?
No, they don't. We're living in a world where you don't have to be original. You can do anything. You can fuck somebody's husband. You can steal somebody's style. We're living right now, even in comedy, where people that just do online comedy could steal your stand-up, do it, and get all the credit for it. Like, that is the world we're living in. People just, that's mine. They don't, they don't give a fuck about ownership.
And then you do your stand-up, and they're like, nigga, I saw that online.
Yes. Yeah. So they don't care about ownership of anything anymore. No matter whatever it is, I want to do it, and I'm gonna do it too. Like, motherfuckers just don't care. They'll steal your dreams, nigga, your life, work, and do it.
To a realer topic right now.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah, they will.
We both have our own experiences with something like that popping off.
Yeah, you got to copyright your dreams, nigga. Like, yeah, because
if you share your dreams with somebody who's dreamless, they adopt your dreams.
That's what happened.
But here's the thing: they don't got you. Your passion and your drive, and you're the one that came with the dream. It's your dream because you're the one that closed your eyes and came up with it. It's one thing to be like, yo, that's a smooth, cool ass hustle, and you might make a couple dollars on it. But at the end of the day, when your business start to go up and down like all businesses do with the roller coaster and trying to stay afloat, it's not in your heart. You ain't have it in your heart because
you are a dream adopter.
Yeah, you run around this bitch with a Native American dream catcher on your back. Chest
bumping
that's niggas.
Fine. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna do this. Like, what do you do? Everything.
What's that show where the nigga would touch you and then see your life?
Hashtag if you know somebody out there dream adopting.
So we got a comment. We got Joy Odin says that rap music is a lost cause. Kenyatta Banks says Kenesha is right.
Thanks, Ken.
And then Brittany Jones or Jones Brittany says Panda is a joke. I refuse to listen to it. He isn't Future, so I don't know what she's talking about. People do care. So she's saying she actually does care with her music. She's like, fuck it, I ain't listening to no hacky ass nigga. Joy Odin says, yeah, everyone a rapper, singer, producer, photographer, super played out careers. Glad you didn't put comic. I have to go through this goddamn Facebook and beat the O off your name. Your name would just be Joy Odin fucking with me. So is that where we're at though? Like, with our music and with when we see, okay, so I'm a content creator, right? And I strive to be original. Like, if you go on my Instagram, some people think just because it's 15 seconds, niggas ain't taking serious. Niggas is blood, sweating, and tearing on Instagram.
Yeah.
And people steal shit all the time. Who is that on? Like, is it on me to be running around fading on people, or is it on that audience that keeps supporting the hack?
Well,
because there's only one time I know of where somebody got caught stealing and their career took a complete change after getting caught. There's only one time. Every other time, motherfuckers just be stealing and having a good time.
I think with the older generation, we hold a little bit more accountability. But right now, we're in the era where the young kids being online, they're responsible for a lot of careers. They're responsible for getting people numbers Soulja and getting people that content.
They are getting people on.
And they're getting people on. So if all those young, you got 32 high schools that don't know who came before them and who came before you, then they're going to go with the new nigga.
They
and
think that is the original.
They think it's the original. And then they see you on Comic View and they're like, oh, he didn't stole all the so-and-so shit. And you're just like, wait, what?
Right, like you done stole from
So
Batch.
These kids,
not that Batch steals.
No.
Just for an example, having a name and stop making it all weird.
Yeah, I say so.
And that's another thing about that plays a major role is their age, right?
Yeah,
right. Because they're not old enough to go to the comedy club to see the original content. And not only that, if a comic lives in LA and they're not large enough in their career to be traveling the country and the world, then they aren't out traveling. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's a content creator can see you in LA, make that shit, and their content goes all over the world way faster than they are because the person ain't even traveling on the road yet.
Yeah, and then, I mean, and that goes for comedy, that goes for music. Motherfuckers don't care. If it's a hot song, they don't give a fuck. They stole all the lyrics and remade it. Like, that's what people
like Silento.
Yeah.
And this nigga was like, well, I didn't get a Grammy. Because your song is every other song that was hot this year.
Everyone else. Think about it. I say this much about hip-hop. I know the youth, we always complain about the youth don't rock with the music right.
I hope the youth can hear you with how far the mic is from your face.
Close as hell. Like, pause. J. Cole, Kendrick Lamar, two of the best rappers out in the game in a long time, both went platinum. Like,
you know,
some
why?
People are paying attention to them. You know, it's a lot of younger cats who really know it. Because I be working with some kids, and they be, all they talk about is J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. But all that bubblegum stuff, all the other stuff, the little Gucci, you know, all this sounds the same. But that's just monotonous, mindless music that we all have fun to when we in the club drinking. But that ain't no stuff you just 10 years from now we going to listen to.
No, it's not. But even with the
you J. Lying. Cole. I'm going to clean my house to wash me whip, wash me nay-nay. They're going to play that at my funeral.
Yeah, that's going to be live as hell. But when it comes to J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar, you have so many older people listening to that. And kids are usually around older people. Right. So you hear your uncles and your cousins. And a lot of our generation and the generation before us is like, yes, we got some more music with some content.
Right.
So we're playing that. So it's they pick up on it as well. But I mean, this hot music, but I'm just saying people right now,
we have some comments in here. Rob Spruill, I'm going to challenge you to call us. The number is 310-928-5222. 310-928-5222. The reason why I'm telling you to call is because you're an artist. But he says the masses don't care and Panda charted higher than anything Future put out solo.
You used to say that again?
The masses don't care. Panda charted higher than anything Future put out solo. Joy Olden says, yeah, remember when people thought Katy Perry brought Missy and they thought she would blow? They thought she would blow.
Remember
or when
that.
Kanye brought out Paul McCartney and the youth thought he'd blow too?
Yeah, they were like, oh, that's really about to make Missy career. And you're just sitting there. I was at like, who the f?
Y'all didn't. Is y'all flipping the B yet? Yep, come on. Y'all didn't. Is y'all flipping the B yet? Y'all didn't reverse rap with it?
We did, but that's what I'm saying. They don't know, and that's who's responsible right now. Money is in numbers. Whatever's going on the internet, that's where your money is coming from. And these kids are feeling, you know, that economy, and they don't care. Oh, it's cracking. I don't give a fuck who did it. This could be your fifth time doing it. Look at everybody's eyebrows. All them eyebrows look the goddamn same. Everybody's face look the same right now. Contouring, everybody looks exactly the same.
No matter what nationality, they all have the same. A bad bitch looks the same no matter what nationality.
Or sex.
A Korean and a black girl got the same face.
The same contoured face. Like everything. People don't care. Duplicate. I don't
They all do look the same.
The number's
310-928-5222. The Insta thoughts.
That's right, man. J. Cole went platinum with zero features.
Is that out?
Yes. The hometown kid, the 2-6, Fayetteville, North
put,
Carolina.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He could have put somebody on from Fayetteville, though. Like, track 8 couldn't have one of the little homies that's trying to come up.
Not really.
That's why I at least can commend Drake for that. This nigga got everybody from Toronto on.
Right. And Drake is.
It's more niggas in entertainment. It's more niggas in entertainment right now from Toronto than in any city right now.
Okay, the thing with J. Cole, I'm going to just tell you, this is how this world is. I could take, well, I'm not even going to say be a kid right now that's hot, could take that whole J. Cole album. I'm still looking at the old J. Cole album, and they could go remix it, put the motherfucker back out, and it'll go platinum. This thing have 100 million followers, 2 music videos, remix it, put some funny little sounds on it, do the whole album, and still win off that. Because it was like, oh, they threw an auto-tune in and sang all the lyrics. Like, you do not have to be original right now.
We got a caller on the line. Who is this caller?
What's up, man?
Oh yeah, that's Robert Spruill with the young, deep, sensual. It was the 3rd of September. Ass voice.
What's good?
I need your 2 cents, bro. Should we be fucking with this panda and this designer kid, or should we wait till like he puts out a second song to see who he really is?
It's a funny situation. I mean, people, you know, as far as music goes, it's about instant gratification. So, I mean, like, he's going to be able to blend in, man. I mean, obviously, if he's charted, I think he's charted at, like, number 14 on the Billboards.
Wow.
And, I mean, just killing shit right now with one single. And shit, he ran around trying to promote his project. Artists aren't even moving the same way they used to. These guys have bodies of work. He came to 50 with 2 songs, bro, and 50 passed on signing them. Because he felt like he couldn't reproduce another record like this.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
He just showed up with the Panda song and something else?
Yeah, it was that and another song, some zombie song that he brought to him. And 50 was just like, you know, he just didn't think that he'd be able to come out with another record to match the same intensity.
Yeah. Well, he got to prove it then, right?
Yeah, man. But, I mean, nowadays you can get a deal based off of a single and run with it.
Right, that's what Bobby Shmurda did.
And that's what a lot of cats did, you know?
Right. So, All Gold Everything did it.
Yeah, Trinidad James. Hey, but have you seen Designer perform live?
That he just threw up on a stage.
Bro, he threw up mid verse, just like blah, panda, and threw up and kept going. That's one show. There's another show. Nigga got so amped, he literally picked up a handicapped nigga and rapped with the nigga on his back on his shoulder. And somebody else came and took the handicapped nigga off of him and went and put him back. And the nigga was like, "That was fun." Oh shit, panda.
Yeah, I don't think he got another one in him, though, man. I think it's a one and done. Kanye's gonna try to push behind himself because he signed with good music.
Then he's gonna have more hits because all he has to do is say what Kanye tells him to do and he'll eat. If T.I. can break Iggy Azalea, Kanye can break Designer.
Well, time will tell, man. He's touching 10 racks a show right now, so.
10 racks a show. All he got to do is 100 shows.
For one song.
He can do 100 shows this year.
Yeah, he
could. Yeah, easy. Yeah.
Don't got no bitches get $10,000 to come to the club.
Right. Yeah, he don't even got no teeth. Or he has too many. This nigga's got teeth like a shark. He don't got no bitches. This nigga's retarded.
You gotta think what he was doing prior to that, though. Now he's catching the check.
Yeah. He wasn't doing shit.
People love gimmicks, man.
That's just crazy. But the shelf life, I mean.
There's no longevity left. Like,
of course we want a long career with longevity and shit. But these niggas blow up overnight, get a new car, get their mama a house and all this shit.
That's it. One and done. Yeah. Think about it, man. People aren't buying albums no more. You see it already in the numbers. You know, people want what they want, man. They hop online, find the record. There's no more waiting until such and such drops anymore. As soon as it's released, it's right. Over.
Beyonce dropping her albums without even telling she about to do it.
She also in a different tax bracket.
Yeah, but if your shit takes off on SoundCloud, nigga, you made it, right?
Yeah, but Beyonce's known already, man. You know what I mean? So it's a whole different animal.
Her
dropping a project like that and somebody catching wind of that and it picking up pace, that's surprising. You know what I mean? So it goes back to things being impulsive, like, oh, shit.
Do you think that Designer song got its original legs because people thought it was Future? They thought it was an artist they already fuck with?
Yes.
Yeah, of course. Huh. Of course. I mean, you got to think about it like this, though, too. I mean, he's winning off of that record. That record don't have no video. If you ask 9 out of 10 people what that dude looked like, they wouldn't be able to pick him out no lineups.
Right. The only reason I know what he looks like is because I saw him on Breakfast Club. Can you name any other artists that came out sounding like an artist before them so much so that that got them their legs? I can think of B.O.B.
Yeah, Shine.
Who sounded like
Shine?
Who did he sound like?
Shine sound like Biggie. Gorilla Black sound like Biggie.
I think B.O.B. sounded just like Andre 3000 when he first dropped.
You know who I thought? I thought Iggy was the Brat. When she first dropped, everybody thought the Brat had dropped a new album. Because her first song Iggy Azalea, her first album sounded like the Brat. I was like, the Brat changed her style a little bit, but she's back.
I can see that.
Yeah, T.I. wrote that, though. I mean, he put the battery in her back, so that's how she's winning. And shit, that's not her. The game's different now, you know what I mean? You got people in places that find out what type of person you are, what works with the masters, and then you get a team of people that write for you because they understand your character.
Right. All right, well, look, man. Y'all need to follow Rob Spruill, SP. Go back.
Don't follow me. I'll just cool it down, man. I ain't even mess with nothing no more, man.
We got a song. We got a song. Me and SP made a song 5 years ago, and that motherfucker was a banger. I should have just practiced it about 10 more times before we performed that bitch live. But either way, we made us a song, and that shit goes. I'm actually about to put an album together, right? At least I was talking to this cat about it. He's like a producer, and he was like, man, why don't you just like make one fire-ass song and then put that out? And like, fuck it. The game is different now. Just go for the one song.
Before I go, my he's the closest thing I have to a son. His name is Daniel. That's who you should be paying attention to on the music side of the table. He goes by Juan Carlio. He's very aware, and the music's great, man.
But I feel like he should change his name to just Damn Daniel.
Nah, not at all. His album's gonna be called The Book of Daniel.
Ah, okay.
It's crazy. Yeah.
So Juan Carlio, I'll look out for that. Y'all make sure y'all check that out. Juan Carlio. If we can't lift each other up, what the hell are we doing? Y'all look that up. Juan Carlio. I'll even put that in a
about that, man. I'm trying to
get that right. If y'all don't have that personal ass conversation off air,
let me do my radio show first.
You still burning, bro? Like,
yeah. So you can call me laying down with a blunt in his lap. Hey, no. At the end of the show, we're gonna we are gonna say where you can catch us next, and I'll say where my next LA show is, and then also I'm about to be on the road for about 4 weeks here, and I'm gonna I'll let you guys know where all I will be, and so will Nene and Danny Rag and Future's hat. All right. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate you, SB.
No doubt, man.
Already.
Panda, 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 panda.
Well, there you have it. People don't give a fuck
they
about
don't.
The music.
About not nothing.
So I'm
husbands, music, comedy, clothes, anything.
It's ridiculous. So I'm gonna go.
You got on another nigga's flip flops. Niggas ain't shit.
All right, I'm gonna go to a song.
Now the truth is spoken.
I'm gonna go to a song. When we come back, we're gonna keep on roasting Will because he won't roast back for some reason.
And then I'm chilling right now.
Okay, then we go get Danny Ragbeard. Why not? Why not talk about pubes on the show? All right, we're gonna jump into it and then we out of here. Let's go.
Now for some new music on your favorite station.
I'm a really diamond, and I'm shining bright, cause I'm really grinding. They ask me if I'm real, I say you should stay. My daughter gon' love this bitch, yeah. All my diamonds shine, cause they really diamonds. That bitch is a lion, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high, I say really. I made him believe, a lyrical songwriter and he could sing, bringing in money like raking in leaves, I was just trying to get paper to sneeze, achoo, that was a blessing, she's special to you, I don't look at her special, actually I treat her regular, not being seen, we not making no spectacle, they got a verse and he gave it a Kevin, all the above, we do all the etc, scared of the fans, had to switch out my cellular, he talking reckless, don't call me back ever, passing through guarded, a holler at Glover, shout out to Black, shout out to Shedrick, Ray Monte Carlo, for K911, just holler that trail. I'm like the rap from my section, ridiculous. Watch when you stepping, pockets on indigent. Can't be too careful, Steve like I'm tall. And when they yellow, broken in college, fresh with low mileage. I like them black, pretty white teeth, body unique, booty on fleek. Jenna Aiko, chewing the cheeks. Groceries, please, you know that was
all my diamond shine, cause they really diamond. That bitch is in line, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high, I say really.
That don't nobody mess with us. Damn. Keep it strong in case anyone testing us. Right or wrong, if it's this, you don't mess with me. When your bitch over here, I don't mess with her. No detective work, I don't be questioning. Where she been trying to read all her messages? I don't speak on no man that's irregular. Take her phone, disconnecting her cellular. What you need that for undressing her? What you did that for caressing her? Spreading her legs about the flesh of her. Pulling her hair from the back, go to pressing her. Trying to see who tap first made a bet with her. Relationship blinking, no eczema. She catching feelings, she say we inseparable. Oyster perpetual, it's not a replica. Mustang GT in the street smoking vegetables. Drunk in the front, do it make me an elephant. I really, really preserving my beverages. Shopping in Beverly, check out my etiquette. Loving my swag, women, Taylor keep checking. The cameras, they glistening in all of my necklaces. Feeling myself, really thought it was elegant.
All my diamonds shine, cause they really diamonds. Bad bitches in line, they be really trying. They ask me if I'm high.
Nate Jackson Show. Listen, we're back. This is the Nate Jackson Show. You've been rocking with us. We've talked about Aisha Curry. We've talked about a gang of other shit. Most recently, this song Panda by Designer. And we are rocking and rolling. I'm here with my guests. I want to make sure that they know they are helping me run shit tonight. Will Medley.
What's up? What's up?
Danny Rag.
What's happening?
The Diva the Dime. Kanisha Buss.
Hi, babies.
That's what's up. So we're gonna move into the next topic. We're also rocking live on Facebook Live. There's people in here watching this shit at the show. Somebody says it's 420 Eve.
It is.
Yeah, it's 420 Eve. So it was asked in the thread by somebody. I'm not sure who in here smokes. Somebody says smoke yourself some bud so you rep better basketball colors than purple and yellow. I'll set that one straight. That's Royal Purple and Old Gold. Those are the colors of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated that I am a member of, that he is a member of, and that he is a member of. So we have an all-Q show with a lady of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. I need you to educate yourself on the other things that are purple and gold other than just the Lakers and the University of Washington and LSU. Tell you something. God damn it, the Qs are incredible. If I wasn't supposed to be nice as a host, I would have been like, I'll beat your ass. But don't worry about it. We'll move into this. As far as smoking goes, right? So I got a homegirl who is a distributor for the little smoke houses for the
dispensaries.
Thank you. She's a distributor for it, and it's already 420 on the East Coast, so they already celebrate. But she's a distributor, so she dropped off some samples of some edibles, and I ate half of a watermelon candy. I felt it for about 20 minutes, and now I'm regular as hell. Danny ate a whole piece of something, and he looked like it's still in him.
I'm so smacked. I'm high as a motherfucker.
Right now?
I'm so high right now. You hear me? I'm starving. I want that 5 for $4 over that Wendy's.
Is it $5 now?
It's like $5. You get 4 items for $5.
Where's the nearest Wendy's?
I don't know, but I walk to this motherfucker right. My country ass. Get there, you hear me?
I'm not walking to Hollywood.
I get that motherfucker right now.
Is that the closest Wendy's on Sunset?
I hope not. We'll see Negro spirituals the whole way. Hey, you hear me?
There's a train. Get on right there. I'll be here on it with you.
Pass me not on gentle sake. Won't God do it?
You know what? Danny Rad can sing. So what we're going to do now, somebody. I'm going to turn off this instrumental in the back. And Danny, sing something.
Precious. Oh, my God.
No, for real, do something, man.
What we gonna sing for the folks?
Man, it's on you, man.
What y'all wanna hear?
Yeah, go to your wheelhouse and pull something out of there.
I'm gonna go down in my wheelhouse closet. Now let's do something together.
I got your backup. You ain't gonna be alone.
No. I'm gonna be alone.
I got you.
I just rap.
You just rap. So I'm gonna sing.
Go ahead.
Matter of fact, hold on. You gonna rap? And I'm gonna do the hook.
All right, we'll make a song right now.
Say the other stuff that
No. We're going to make a song.
We're going to drop a beat. You going to rap. We're going to do the hook.
We're going to make a song right now.
That's how you know they high. This is some high bullshit. Right. They tried to offer me that shit, and I said, fuck to the night.
And I'm all the way no.
I don't like that one. I only got 7 of them over here ready.
Weed is like crack to me. It makes me act real fucking stupid.
We gonna have to do it over a beat. That
okay, so you're paranoid too. Like I put gingerbread cookies on a porch for talking shit one time. It was crying to my sister. Like they were literally talking shit about me in the kitchen.
I got high. I knocked on my own door and waited for somebody to let me in my house. I said I ain't doing this shit no more.
Man. You got high and went to your own house?
I got to my crib. I knocked on the door and nobody answered. I was like, Danny, ain't nobody let me in.
It's gonna have to be a cappella.
Let's do it.
Come on.
It's on you. And you gotta log into your phone with your big toe or whatever you do.
Yeah, do the big toe.
Like, I don't know who's watching.
We are so smashed.
No. Do a song that exists.
Do a song that exists.
So they know if you can sing or not.
Man,
he gonna do an original song. I can't even do backup. I don't even know what the hell he gonna say.
The 4 out of 5 is a Burger King.
How you gonna be Mr. Waffle House?
That's
when they know you can't do no.
4 out of 5 is a Burger King.
I want
niggas know about
know what's
that
going
shit.
On.
Niggas is not playing. They were like, hell yeah, niggas. The 4 out of 5 at Burger King, nigga. It ain't that Wendy's.
Somebody said just sing and stop fucking around.
Yeah, they said just put some goddamn words together.
Put some words.
Okay, they said sing Anthony Hamilton.
Sing Anthony Hamilton.
That's your alley right there.
That's my alley.
You can do it.
Yeah, that's definitely your. You can tell.
Come on from. I'm from come on, let's do it together, do man.
All right, come on.
Charlene. I don't know if I got them words.
Here we go. I turn off the music and it is quiet for you.
No, you got to start it though. You know what I mean? So I can come in. You know, I'm like the backup singer.
Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired and I'm always on the road.
Too hard to swallow for being alone.
She needs someone tonight that she can hold. I'm tired of something, nigga, I don't know all the words. Now we gon' make up our own song, something that doesn't hurt. Nene got bars, she's singing with her hands.
She plays defense and don't want nobody to fuck with her man.
You better not do it, Bambino, don't get your ass cut.
Oh, she only give you 2 minutes to talk to her man.
And that's what, if you take more than 2 minutes, she gonna cut your ass to pieces, cause she Puerto Rican and some other shit.
She reeking.
Yeah.
Cut it. She'll cut your ass.
She'll cut your ass.
Oh, God, do it.
That's OT Genesis, Cut It, playing in the background now.
Played in the background, OT Genesis.
Yeah, all right.
Cut it.
You guys rap. Y'all want to try a couple bars? Yeah, you can hear the beat.
I don't rap.
All day from the...
Nigga. Kanisha trying to say she don't rap.
I'm from the 2-6.
See, he's doing it without even being able to hear the beat. Like, fuck.
Fuck it, you know what I'm saying? All day, son. New York beat, straight out of Harlem. Be going. Do it, son.
Do some Bone Thugs and Harmony over.
Oh, shit, nigga.
Go back to the Pope Pimp.
Oh, we kicked it.
Y'all do that. Right. Put Pope Pimp on this. Go ahead.
It ain't the same when it's on demand. Huh? I know,
right? I'll freestyle. Man. Here we go.
Oh, yo, Nate definitely
going to
freestyle.
Man, your phone keeps locking me out. I can't even see nothing. I don't even know. I'm glad y'all sit back, relaxing, watching the Nate Jackson radio show. Hey. Yeah. OT Genesis, that's the song that's banging through. I'm in this bitch, I'm getting it in. You already know what it is and what it's gonna do. I got Kanisha busting good medley. We getting it like tag. You it, and I'm chilling with my new nigga Danny Rag. You knew where I was going, cause I ain't Bama. God damn it, it's Delta Gamma. I'ma pick it up and I'ma lift it. I'ma do it cause I'm the man. He wearing a purple and yellow shirt, and he got on, he going to heal man. Y'all think I'm bullshitting, you better watch it on the chat, cause I'm about to get lit fire.
You better get
Kanisha,
it,
Kanisha, better say something, baby, cause you from Zeta 5-8 tie. What up? Y'all niggas think I'm bullshitting. Y'all better tune in, Wildin' Out Season 8, bitch.
No,
somebody's
I
gonna be like,
it.
Nigga, that shit was trash, nigga. That shit was whack as fuck.
It don't matter. Now niggas be freestyling written shit. So anytime you come off the head, it's like.
Everything.
Yeah. That was definitely what was sitting around me.
Yeah.
That was definitely what was on the outfits around me. So listen, we'll wrap the show. People in here like, don't do it. If y'all wanna, okay. Marcus McCloud says, let me call in and sing. Fuck it. You know what?
Oh, this is Apollo Hour. This
yeah,
is how we
about to just let
show.
Y'all show yeah. your talent.
Call in, Mark.
You got to call 310-928-5222. I'll type it in and then call in. 310-928-5222. That's the number. Call in right now. I'll put you on speaker. The people get to hear you. And we're going to go in. And be honest, y'all on Facebook chat. Was that bars? Was that bars?
Welcome back to Q Karaoke.
Right? It's crazy how much talent Q's have.
And
I don't know what the other organizations.
You don't even know all the talents these niggas got.
Yeah, we eat coochie. Is that what you're saying?
A couple Q's
he start eating air coochie. All right, so I'm waiting for somebody to call in right now, and then we gonna wrap the show. All right, we got a call on the line. Who am I speaking with?
It's your boy Legacy Jones. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you go. Your name says Marcus McCloud on Facebook. That must be your singing name.
Yeah, man.
Where you from, man?
Oh no, nah, that's Carolina, bro.
Are you from Carolina?
Aberdeen. Yes, sir. Aberdeen, 910 Moore County.
Okay, because there's two Carolinas. I don't know if you know that, so you might want to be descriptive.
Carolina.
North Carolina. Both of them went to North Carolina A&T.
Nah.
Okay,
nah.
I went to Livingstone.
Hold on. I got to get corrected.
We got North Carolina A&T in here. We got Fayetteville State University in here. You and say now, you from where?
Livingstone. He said Livingstone, I think.
You from Livingstone?
Livingstone University.
I don't know a lot about
is Livingstone still open?
Yeah, I don't know a lot about the colleges out there, but I know that Will hates on Livingstone. All right, so you say you want to call in and sing, show your talent, nigga. What you got? You are black, right? I don't just be saying nigga to Mexican.
Oh, he black nigga to Livingstone.
That's for radio, nigga.
Oh man, I want to do the joke. Y'all were about to sing.
Well, nigga, you get to start over and sing it.
I'm about to.
You got to call in ready.
I'm ready.
Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote.
Start over. I don't like how you came in. Let's start it over. Start out with a deep breath, first of all, because you started out with, half your air in your body. All right, here we go. Here we go.
Uno. Hold on.
This thing's eating nachos and singing.
This nigga chewing ice like a pregnant woman. Nigga, what are you doing?
He eating a case of loop.
Come on, Legacy, hit it.
I hope you just found the song you were supposed to sing.
This nigga just took another call. And he's gone.
Listen, from cricket.
Here's the thing. There are perks to having somebody. There are perks to having it on a cell phone. I will call this nigga back. He think he's slick.
He's like, shit,
this
nigga ain't getting me.
Somebody called me Simon Cowell for stopping him right off top.
Hey, take a deep breath.
P.S. Fam, you in the building.
Lost connection.
Listen, take a deep breath and start singing, nigga. You on air right now. Go.
Woke up this morning, found a letter that she wrote. She said she's tired that I'm always...
Hold on, nigga. I'm sorry to stop you, but listen. You got to close your goddamn car door. Nigga, you don't hear that goddamn beeping, nigga?
Oh, shit.
I know you hear that beeping in the back.
The melody jumped out the car. He was trying to catch it.
All right, this is what we're going to do. You don't got to sing that. You can sing anything on earth. You can even sing one of your own joints if you want, okay?
Just go gospel, man.
All right, here we go. And stop with your goddamn door opening. We're trying to smoke and
sing. You better sing Never Would Have Made It.
All right, here we go.
You getting the car seat out.
Welcome to your life. There's no turning back. Even while we sleep, we will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Is it that new Jodeci?
We like that song, whatever the fuck it is. What was that? I've heard it before.
That's Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears, but I did a cover on my latest EP, Oh Boy and His Mic Stand.
Okay. You named your album Oh Boy and a Mic Stand?
No, A Boy and His Mic Stand.
A Boy and His Mic Stand. Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, boy, you named it, oh boy. That's some beef jerky.
Nah, man, A Boy and His Mic Stand.
I like how you would hit that run right on the end.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, give us your Instagram and your Facebook and stuff, man. Yeah,
shout yourself out, nigga.
Oh, man, you can definitely catch me at Legacy Jones, LEGAC _ JONES on Instagram. You can catch me as Marcus McLeod on Facebook, but I also got a Legacy Jones fan page on Facebook. You know what I mean? You can catch me on Real Life Click Music on YouTube. I definitely do a lot of work, and you can definitely catch me coming very soon.
All right, bet.
Hey, stay positive.
Appreciate it, man.
Here's a tip, though, nigga. Get the same name on everything, nigga. Shit.
Yeah.
That was 43 different names. I'm trying to help you out, nigga.
Yeah, you got
to. Everybody wants to rule the world, nigga, but you got to help yourself.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it, man.
No, man, I appreciate you. Thanks for calling in and blowing. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Bet. Look, he had to heat up, but the nigga hit when he got on.
Yeah,
he got on.
He got there.
He got on.
I had to kick my flip flops off.
I'm glad I had him switch songs though, because the other one was getting away from him. So,
I think y'all killed it so much. It was just too hard to follow.
It was hard to follow, y'all.
Nah, man, we was doing our thing. Listen,
I was trying to be nice, man. Just keep it moving.
Y'all didn't rap.
Well,
I sang
because I was lying.
No, y'all was supposed to do motherfucking.
I did. I sang Erykah Badu while you was fixing that.
50-50? No, I want y'all to do that song y'all was doing before, Do or Die.
Okay. Do you want to ride?
Whatever it was y'all was singing, was going in.
We don't know.
It was a lot of Do or Die.
Just say something.
Do you want to ride in the backseat of my caddy to top it up with Do or Die? Do you want to ride?
I do.
In the backseat of my caddy to top it up with do or die.
Ain't this some shit? Roll up in a C-A-D-I-double-L, bumpin' AC, AC hoes, they peep those, P-I-M-P,
and I think that automatically, cause he's a pimp, he gotta be full of that, M-O-N-E, but why?
Niggas
on the rest. That's what I'm talking about. From the bottom to the top. Rapping in a church hat and church socks. That's what I'm talking about.
He's not denying my nigga.
I got three different outfits on. I'm dealing with it.
Hey, you did your thing. Listen, we're on our way out right now. I appreciate y'all for tuning in and watching.
Thanks for life.
We've had quite a few viewers this evening. It's been fun. I've had a ball. We sang. We danced. We bonded. We talked about Aisha Curry. We talked about some weed a little bit. I hope y'all enjoy your 420. If you do smoke and partake, do that. If you don't, just sit back. Pay your car insurance or whatever you would normally do on the 20th of the month. And with that, I want y'all to say where they can find y'all.
Yo, you can find me on Will Medley at Will Medley on Instagram. You can go to willmedley.com. That's where you can find me.
There you go, willmedley.com. Danny Rag, where can they find you?
Man, you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, at Danny Rag, D-A-N-N-Y-R-A-G. Now, ladies, tell me what you want to do with me. You know?
There you go. You got some shows coming up or like something you want to tell them to see you at, where we're at?
Man, you can catch me Thursday night. We're going to be at Flappers. Next week, we're going to be at the Ha Ha Comedy Club right here in North Hollywood. So, yeah, check me out, man.
There you go. Nene?
Hey, guys. You could catch me running up on bitches trying to talk to my man. Kanisha, K-A-N-I-S-H-A, is comedy on Instagram, Snapchat, and all the other things above. In L.A., I'll be performing May 22nd. It is an all-Greek comedy show, all Greek comics. And it is at the Comedy Union, and it is going down, hosted by Doug Williams.
They're not gonna get an Omega on the show.
He is an Omega.
No, nigga, a real Omega on the show.
That's he. Why are you doing that?
He can't whoop me.
It's called Greeking Out Loud, and it will be a monthly situation. So definitely come check us out.
Who put it on? Who's producing it?
Lazarus Kappa.
Okay, that's what's up. I'd like to come by and do that one day.
Yeah.
And so, Danny needs to do it, and yes, anybody else that's slanging jokes. And
that's your and group. Branded. Definitely hit me up because we're gonna be doing a bunch of different stuff with that. I got some more shows, but I can't think of it. Check me out over at All Dev Digital. I have a million and one things going on over there, and that's that.
Bet.
Yeah, catch us both at All Dev Digital. We got 1,000 things going on All Dev Digital. ADD, subscribe, please. We need you to subscribe. Yeah.
And tune in to Shade 45 Sirius XM. Hear you, girl, over there with Rude Jude.
Yeah, she's on the Rude Jude show on Shade 45. All right, so you can find me at NateJacksonComedy.com where some of y'all are listening to the show live. The number to call in is 310-928-5222. 310-928-5222. 310-928-5222. We have a request for the number on the way out of the show. And I'll slow up to do it because Rito Brown said he want to call in.
And Kenyatta, we need to come to AZ.
Yeah, we do need to go to Arizona. So as far as shows I got coming up, I got a Saturday in Tumwater, Washington at Pellegrino's Event Center. Then on the 19th of May, I'll be at Eastern Washington University, my alma mater, doing a hey, one of the students did Wildin' Out. Come watch us and laugh at us. Myself, Billy Sorrells, and J-Mac, or a.k.a. James McCown, a.k.a. Blood Cuz. And actually, that same week, the 13th, 14th, and 16th, I'll be in Houston. So, fuck with your boy. And if you want to keep up with that or see it or watch some funny skits, at Mr. Nate Jackson, pretty much anywhere on the internet. I will slow down for the caller.
He ain't calling in. It's hot as fuck.
It's hot?
Yeah.
You're hot right now?
Yeah, I took my medicine, which makes my insides hot as fuck. A nigga is boiling up over here. My eggs is done. Like, this is some bullshit.
You had a, we turned off the AC. Look, that's where you could catch us. I'm trying to slow up so we can have one more caller call in. Here's the thing. Like, normally I would take a show like this and edit it and make it so that it was flawless. But tonight,
show it to real.
This show is just going to be raw and funky.
It ain't raw until I do Bone Thugs.
You gonna do some Bone Thugs while we wait on
Man, hell yeah. East 1999, my nigga. Think about back in the day when they gave us 89. Little nigga on the grind, gotta get mine, doing my crime. Hey, don't get turned up.
I need another edible.
What's that?
That's you rapping and him dancing. Oh, it's a little slower for them. That shit is funny. Oh. Hey, listen, we tried to wait on Rito Brown to call in. He's playing the game.
Wake up.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to all chunk the deuce at the same time, and this goddamn show is over.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for watching. We appreciate you. Nate Jackson, Will Medley, Danny Rad, Kenesha Buss. We out.
The Nate Jackson Show is recorded live and is available on the Spreaker app. All past episodes are available on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts from. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening to The Nate Jackson Show.